Let's go to Shirley in Arizona, and she's got a question about a tooth that's kind of resorbing. Are you there, Shirley?
Yes, I am. Yes.
And how old a woman are you?
I'm 76.
Okay.
I have an appointment with one of your people here.
Okay, QRA person.
That'll be the first part of January.
Okay.
And she had me buy Coral Complex.
Okay.
Excuse me. She had me buy Coral Complex and Bone and Joint Complex.
Okay.
But I'm running out, and I can't get any. I mean, I'm frustrated. I'd like to keep this tooth, but it's really bothering me.
Well, you know, it's difficult. If the QRA person tests the tooth and it's off to, you know, both polarities, even when you add neem oil and neem bark to the field, then, you know, energetically, you're pretty sure that that tooth is not going to be savable.
Okay.
So you probably are going to want to visit that. One thing it does do, whenever we have dental problems like that, it greatly increases your need for minerals. And I would think you could, I know we have moved facilities. In fact, this is the first Saturday broadcast in our brand-new, highly cell-resonant building. And so we've just begun shipping a day or two ago. We had about a week off of shipping there, and we're just getting glued back together here and getting everything working the way it's supposed to. So you may have some difficulty getting some things, but I think shipping should be back to track in the next few days.
Well, do you have any advice besides taking the Coral and the Bone and Joint?
Well, those are going to be very critical, but obviously if this tooth is already gone, there's no nutrition on earth that's going to bring it back. Okay?
Okay. They want to do a root canal.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not a fan of a conventional root canal simply because what they use is a substance called gutta percha. And after much complaining, they've stopped filling it with barium, mercury, and lead. And what I understand now is that they use barium, and I'm not sure if they still use lead, but they've stopped using mercury. But the entire concept, in my mind, is flawed because the gutta percha is a soft material, and it's placed into the tooth warm. And then as it cools, it contracts. So the microtubules of the tooth now still can be reached by the bacteria. The bacteria that used to be aerobic now become anaerobic, and they've produced some of the worst things known to man, like cadaverine and other really bad compounds. So I really can't recommend a conventional root canal. The only time they ever really work is when the body actually walls the tooth off, and then you're no longer getting all this junk into your immune system. So what I would recommend you do is extract that tooth and get a simple Valplast or Dentsply little spacer that you can pop into place when you go to sleep at night to prevent the adjacent teeth from collapsing or the opposing tooth from hypererupting until about December of 2009, when the dental boys claim they will release the zirconium implants. And these will be very good implants. Until then, all that's available right now is a cell phone antenna called titanium, which, of course, I think is a disaster. You'd be better off to be toothless. But shortly, they will release these other types of implants, which I think will be absolutely wonderful, and I don't think it's that long to wait, so that's what I would recommend, Shirley. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.